The NSERC Industrial Research Chair in Swine Welfare says Canada's pork sector has recognized the value of new research in the area of swine welfare. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of Manitoba's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
Those pesky computers. Whatever your question, whatever your catastrophe, your solution is just a click or call away. Commit it to memory. JupiterSupport.ca.
The NSERC Industrial Research Chair in Swine Welfare, Benefits for the Pork Value Chain, was discussed last week as part of the Prairie Swine Center's 2018 Spring Producer Meetings. Dr. Ilan Seddon, the NSERC Industrial Research Chair in Swine Welfare and an Assistant Professor in Swine Behavior and Welfare with the Western College of Veterinary Medicine, says the five-year program was created in recognition that swine welfare is going to be on the agenda forever more.
Globally, you might say that interest in the well-being of swine, of farm swine, has only increased as consumers have become more aware and questioned production practices. So how has it changed for Canada? Really, you might say some of the biggest changes, the desire to change to group housing, or the push to change to group housing, and pain control. And gestation crates was obviously one that was very public. Why? Because the general public has concern over confinement. There is concern over confinement housing systems, so where the animal is kept in close confinement and not really able to have a lot of space. And also, livestock transport has also been a concern. It's very visible, and the current allowance for time off feed and water at 37 hours has come under question. Really, there is very little data to argue any other way. We don't really know what effect it's having, but we are trying to get some data to investigate.
Dr. Seddon notes 14 pork sector partners, including the provincial pork organizations, some of the major packers, and North American Swine Genetics Company, as well as the University of Saskatchewan, have contributed both funding and in-kind support for the effort. For Farmscape.ca, I'm Bruce Cochran.